there more snipping in the works?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. With the economic fallout touching most of the planet, there is ongoing pressure to keep cutting interest rates to entice more borrowing. The Bank of England's rate is already at centuries-old lows, and the European Central Bank has been on a trim fest of late as well. Both this morning are scheduled to announce decisions on whether to keep the cuts coming. If they do cut some more, it'll continue the remarkable speed at which they're doing it. In Britain, rates are down from 5% back in October to the current 1%. From London, here's Christopher Wirth.
Economists are expecting the Bank of England to cut its interest rate by a half of a percent today, giving the bank very little room to maneuver its monetary policy. That means the bank will also likely announce its intention to initiate a more unconventional approach known as quantitative easing. There's been a lot of talk about quantitative easing lately. The idea would be to allow the Bank of England to essentially create money by buying assets from banks, and the hope is to get that money flowing into the economy through lending. The European Central Bank has been much more cautious on this point. The ECB is hoping to avoid the political difficulties quantitative easing brings in choosing which countries to buy assets in. The European Central Bank is also expected to cut its interest rate a half of a percent today. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
European shares are lower at this hour. The London, Frankfurt, and Paris markets are down between 1 and 2%. Asian markets closed mixed. Hang Seng closed down 1%. Japan's Nikkei up under 2%. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all had 2 to 3% gains yesterday. Well, Ford says it is restructuring its debt to keep the carmaker cost competitive. The automaker says the move will help it better compete with GM and Chrysler. Both those automakers have taken government loans as a means of survival. And as part of that federal help, they're also swapping debt for equity. One analyst says Ford could save hundreds of millions of dollars in interest in the deal. Most of the credit rating agencies didn't like the news, and they downgraded its ratings. Ford says it still does not intend to seek any government assistance. Hey, say you've got a great idea and you have the attention of a rich investor. What would you say? How would you present your idea? There'll be a lot of that going on over the next few days in San Francisco. The International Business Plan Competition will award $25,000 in prize money and offer some professional coaching. Here's Marketplace's senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
The event is all the more competitive given that venture capital is in tight supply. Thomson Reuters figures investment in U.S. startups dropped 71% in January from a year earlier. Mark Heeson heads the National Venture Capital Association. He says it pays these days to focus on the task that's very much at hand for businesses around the world, cutting costs.
Anything that saves money for companies in a pretty dramatic fashion is being looked at today.
Heeson also says money-saving green technologies remain attractive to investors. But no matter how good the idea, finding funding these days, he says, requires a fire in the belly. And investors need a strong stomach. Professor Josh Lerner studies venture capital at Harvard Business School. He says the boom days are long over.
Returns over the last 5 years, even the last 10 years, are looking increasingly grim as that golden era recedes further into the past.
Of course, given all this, you could just send your money my way. No promises, but that's my pitch in less than a minute. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Now, the New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo has subpoenaed seven former Merrill Lynch executives, part of an investigation of billions of dollars in bonuses given out just before the investment bank was taken over by Bank of America. Last week, B of A Chief Ken Lewis testified about what he knew about those bonuses, but he cited employee privacy and didn't provide any specific information.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
Ah, the good old days in Dubai. Sky-high hotels, price and height. An indoor ski resort. And there was so much real estate demand there, developers built man-made islands offshore to accommodate. Not anymore, Stephen Beard reports.
Nobody in Dubai brags about their property anymore. Even the local advertising industry has fallen silent on the subject, much to the relief of Alex McNabb, a Brit who's lived in Dubai for 20 years.
We're no longer assailed by this mind-numbing shriek of iconic dream, live, lifestyle, fantasy advertising. It's all gone away, and that's been wonderful.
Not if you bought into the Dubai property dream. Ahmed Sadazai, a wealthy young businessman from Pakistan, arrived here last summer. He snapped up 8 apartments and 2 villas. His portfolio doesn't look too hot today.
I have lost about 2.8 million so far in market value.
That's about $800,000.
That's a great deal of money. Are you ruined?
Yes, at the moment I do consider myself to be ruined. That's why I'm going back to Pakistan in a week.
Average prices have dropped a quarter in the last 3 months. Some analysts forecast much steeper falls ahead. Chris Davidson is author of Dubai, The Vulnerability of Success. He says that in diversifying away from oil and gas, Dubai became fatally dependent on luxury tourism and foreign property investors.
The credit has dried up, so the boom has come to a shuddering halt. The tourists are not coming anymore. People are trying to sell their houses if they've already bought into this Dubai dream of foreign property ownership. So we have the resulting spiral downwards.
But Dubai enthusiasts say it'll bounce back, and even Ahmed Sadazai, nursing his huge paper losses, has not been completely turned off the place.
No bitter feelings at all then, Ahmed?
Of course not. I mean, I can blame everyone if I want, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's my own fault. I mean, I should have realized the risks involved in this thing.
And he says Dubai will pick up in a couple of years, and then he'll be back to try his luck again. In Dubai, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Hey, hope you can join us at our website, marketplace.org, where the conversations continue. The numbers there and podcasts too inside marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.